Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing with me.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Actually, I have Auntie Carrie read in Joshua 9 while we await for others to join in.
Joshua what? 9.
Well, hold on a second. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Okay. Auntie
Carrie.
All right. Joshua chapter 9. And it came to pass when all the kings were on this side of Jordan, in the hill and in the valley, and all across the course of the great sea, over against Lebanon, Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Physitites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites heard of, that they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and the Israel with one accord. And when the inhabitants of Gilead heard that Joshua was done unto Jericho and Ai, they did work willingly and went and made as they had been ambassadors, and took old sack upon them their asses and wine bottles, old rent and bound up, and old shoes and clout upon their feet, and old garment upon them, and that their bread of provision was dry and musty. And they went to Joshua unto the camp of Gilgal, and said unto him and the men of Israel, we be come from a far country. Now therefore, make leave unto us. And the men of Israel said unto the Hivites, provision ye well among us, and how shall we make a legion with you? And they said unto Joshua, we are thy servant. And Joshua said unto them, who are ye, and from whence come ye? And they said unto him, from a very far country, thy servant came because of the name of the Lord thy God. For we have heard the fame of him, and that he did, and what he did in Egypt, and all that he did of the two kings of the Amorites, and were beyond Jordan, and Sihon, king of Heshbon, and king of Or, king of Bethsham, which was at Ashtaroth. Wherefore our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spoke unto us, saying, take Bithka with you for the journey, and go to meet them, and say unto them, we are your servants. Therefore now make ye a legion with us. This our bread we took hot from our provision out of our houses on the day which we come forth to go unto you. But now, behold, it is dry and it is musty. And these bottles of wine which was filled with new, and behold, they rent. And these garments of our old shoes have become old and ranced on our very long journey. And the men took of their vitica and asked not counsel of the mouth of the Lord. And Joshua made peace with them, and made league with them, and let them live, and the princes of the congregation swear upon them. And it came to pass at the end of 3 days, after they had made legion with them, that their heart, they that was their neighbors, and they dwell among them. And the children of Israel journeyed and came unto their city on the third day. Now their city was Gibeon and Chapron, Beeroth and Kadeshron. And the children of Israel smote them not, because of the princes of the congregation had sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel. And all the congregation murmured against the princes. But all the princes said unto all the congregation, we have sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel. Now therefore, we may not touch them. This will we do to them. We will even let them live, lest wrath be upon us, because of the oath we swear unto them. And the princes said unto them, let live, but let them be hewer of the wood and drawer of the water unto all the congregation, as the prince of promised them. And Joshua called for them, and he spoke unto them, saying, wherefore you have beguiled us, saying, we are very far from you when ye dwell among us. Now therefore you are cursed, and there shall none of you be free from being bondsmen, and hew of wood and draw of water for the house of my God. And they answered Joshua and said, because it is certainly told thy servant, have thou the Lord thy God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before. Therefore, we were so afraid of our lives because of you and have done this thing. And now, behold, we are in thy hand, as it seemeth good and right unto thee to do unto us. And so did he unto them, and delivered them out of the hand of the children of Israel, and they slew them not. And Joshua made them that day hewer of the wood and drawer of the water for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord, even to unto this day, in the place which he should choose. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. Amen. Auntie Carrie did an awesome job. You were so loud and clear. That was awesome. Thank you.
Really? I heard a background noise.
I hear background noise too, but I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me do a roll call, and we'll go ahead and get started with our meeting. Am I right? No, I need to say this. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Happy Mother's Day.
Everyone.
This is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nell Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, I do think I should have did roll call. That's what happens when you miss a week or two, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I guess we all need to know who's on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call now. Okay, I have Mom Hubert, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley. Is this Auntie Ethel?
Yes.
Amen. And I also have Auntie Betty and Angela and Brother Daniel. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome, amen. Welcome, welcome. Amen. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, lay it by mom.
All right.
Dear Lord,
may you only take that one
up.
What's in it?
Help us to invite others to find in you a real sense of being a family. God give us a deep understanding of your love so that fear no longer rule our lives. Bless us now, Lord, and bless everyone that on it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I said no.
You put a bag in there.
Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
Do you have to put it on mute? If that's the cause of the noise, I don't know.
Did you hear me, Rhonda?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for the blessing of that prayer line, Mom. And we're going to go ahead and get started with this program tonight. I will start out with Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Ecclesiastes chapter 9. So I reflected on all this and concluded that the righteous and the wise and what they do are in God's hands. But no man knows whether love or hate awaits him. All share a common destiny, the righteous and the wicked, the good and the bad, the clean and the unclean, those who offer sacrifices and those who do not. As it is with the good man, so with the sinner. As it is with those who take oaths, so with those who are afraid to take them. This is the evil in everything that happens under the sun. The same destiny overtakes all. The heart of men, moreover, are full of evil, and there is madness in their hearts while they live, and afterward they join the dead. Anyone who is among the living has hope. Even a living dog is better off than a dead lion. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Ecclesiastes, Sister Shirley. Next, I'll go to Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be coming out of First Chronicles,
I'm sorry, where are you coming from, Hubert?
First Chronicles, chapter 1. Yeah.
First Chronicles 17.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. There's a horrible echo in the background. If you can mute your phones while you're not speaking, please mute your phones.
Then King David went in and sat before the Lord. And he said, "Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my family that you have brought me this far? And as if this were not enough in your sight, O God, you have spoken about the future of the house of your servant. You have looked on me as though I was the most exalted of men. O Lord God, what more can David say to you for honoring your servant? For you know your servant, O Lord. For the sake of your servant, and according to your will, you have done this great thing and made known all these great promises. There is no one like you, O Lord, and there is no God but you. And who is, no, excuse me, as we have heard with our own ears, and who is like your people Israel, the one nation on earth whose God went out to redeem a people for himself and to make a name for yourself and to perform great and awesome wonders by divers of nations from before your people whom you redeemed from Egypt. You made your people Israel your very own forever. And you, O Lord, have become their God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading here with the First Chronicle. Next, I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading from John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that whether I am, whether you may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way you go. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you know, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from here forth, you know him and have seen him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of John. Next I have Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Proverbs 24:1-7. God, I don't know why we got that echo.
I'm not sure either.
Do not envy weak men. Do not desire their company, for their heart plot violence. And their lips talk about making trouble. But wisdom, a house is built. And through understanding, it is established. Through knowledge, it rules our field with care and beautiful trends. A wise man have great power, and a man of knowledge increases strength. For wack and wall, you need guidance, and for victory, many abide. Wisdom is too high for a fool. In the assembly at the gate, he has nothing to say. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom. Where did you come out of? What book?
Proverbs 24.
Proverbs. Okay, amen. Amen. Okay, moving right along here. Let's see. Auntie Ethel, any good news you have to share with the group tonight? You can volunteer to be a listener.
To take a She probably got her phone on mute.
I'm sorry. I hadn't put on mute. But I'm coming from Proper 5 and to 8. Wait a minute. The third verse. Chapter 3 and 5 verse and to 8. Okay. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord will depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Ethel, out of Proverbs. Let's see here. I will go next. My reading is out of the Joel Osteen, and it's called Be Joyful Always. And you can get the reading out of Nehemiah 8. The Psalm David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth at all times. Means in the good times as well as the tough times. The Bible tells us to stay full of joy no matter what we are facing. The joy of the Lord is our source of strength, and the enemy knows it. He knows that if he can get you down and discouraged, before long, you'll be weak and feeble, and he'll be able to easily defeat you. But when you are full of joy and have a good attitude, you keep yourself strong. That positive attitude of faith paves the way for God to work miracles in your life. It paves the way for God to turn your situation around. So decide today to have a good attitude. Keep yourself full of his joy by meditating on the goodness and promises of God. Be full of joy of the Lord. Soon experience supernatural strength and discover the victorious life God has planned for us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, next I have Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share tonight?
Okay,
how about Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm coming out of Revelation chapter 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass. And he said and signified it by the angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and all the things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hears the word of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John to the seven church, which is an angel, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirit which is before the throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the king of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sin with his own blood. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that read, Auntie Betty, out of Revelation. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I was going to read Proverbs 3, but my sister got that one, so I'm going over here to 4.
Amen.
chapter 4 of Proverbs. Ten years of instruction of the Father, and a tenth of knowing understanding. For I have given you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my word, keep my commandment and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from thy word of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Terry, out of Proverbs. Hallelujah. Okay, let's see here. I am going to attempt to see if Brother Daniel wants to share anything with us. If not, we'll go on into the sick and shedding. Brother Daniel, do you have any good news to share with the group tonight?
Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Amen. Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-ins, please. Dear Heavenly Father, first we would like to ask you to bless the families that has been affected by this deadly virus. We ask that you lift them up in a positive way, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And Father God, we thank you for keeping us out of harm's way. And we ask that you cover all of us with your feathers, giving us the protection that we need, and give us the strength to keep pressing forward to be more like Jesus. And Father God, we ask that you teach us your ways in Jesus Christ's holy name and allow us to hear your voice and to know that you are in control. And we ask that you hear and answer our prayers. To God be the glory. Let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, birthdays for the week of May 10th. Through the 16th. Angela, you have a list over there.
Angela's not with us right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I do know that my grandkids, Leroy, their dad, his birthday is today. I'm not sure of anyone else. Anyone else have birthdays that we need to celebrate for the 10th through the 16th?
Yeah, DeMarcus.
Hold on.
DeMarcus.
Mom, can you come a little bit closer to the phone? Where did you go to, Mom? I thought you were reading a list. Oh, okay.
Regina on the 16th.
On the 16th?
Yes.
Jordan on the
14th. Mark on the 14th.
And we have a Betsy on the 15th.
Betsy on the 15th.
Uh-huh. And Loretta Leroy, is he on the 16th?
I actually have him on the 10th. He's today.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay. All right. We have some birthdays here. Let's see here. I can't remember who sang the birthday song last week. Oh, it was Mom. Okay. Auntie Betty, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song tonight?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for singing that beautiful song for us, Auntie Betty. Next, we go into the second part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise or a testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verses. And I'll just go down the list, and you can share, and if not, just pass. Okay, so I will start out with Auntie Carrie. Any praise before testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I was going to read Matthew chapter 3. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that has spoken of the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye that way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had raiment of hair, of camel hair, and a leather girdle around his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then he went out to Jerusalem and unto all of Judea, and he was in the region of about Jordan, and were baptizing him in Jordan, baptizing them in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit meet for the repentance, and think not of saying within yourself, we have Abraham our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones and to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also an axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which bringeth forth fruit, good fruit, is hewed down and cast in the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Matthew. Next, I'll go to Mom. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Lamentations 3:19. Yes. And the subject is that we are not consumed. What is the significance of suffering? It is to make us strong. It is to make us more obedient to God. Or it is to help us look for God. As African American tries to survive in a society threat by economic, society, and racial injustice, we can help the city and pay the bills of the profit who mourn over the disaster of a city and the people who turn away from God. Our own community, church and family, are plagued by drug abuse, alcoholism, unemployment, homelessness, hunger, child abuse and neglect, domestic violence, and sex violence. In the midst of all of these afflicted, we find ourselves crying to God in prayer for relief from so much pain. Also feel that our prayer are not heard. We scream, "Where are you, God?" But when we understand that we are never out of God's sight, we must look at ourselves and ask, where are we? Have we stayed so far away from God that we no longer obey God's will, care for God's people, or acknowledge God's power? Through the prophet expressed feeling of hopelessness, our tragic circumstance, his hope is renewed with the acknowledgement that relief will come only from God, and that as bleak a circumstance, present sin. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope, because of the Lord's great love we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. They are new every morning, great in your faithfulness. As we seek release from suffering, let us be mindful that God's faithfulness and mercy are always present and are active in our lives. The prayer says, holy, creative, and present of us all. During our moment of suffering and despair, help us to wait patiently with the knowledge that your mercy provides protection and your faithfulness provide hope. Amen.
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 Amen. Freedom, Mom, out of limitation. Next, I'll go to Sister Shirley. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 54, starting at verse 4. Do not be afraid. You will not suffer shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. For your maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth. The Lord will call you back as if you were a wife, deserted and distressed in spirit, a wife who married young only to be rejected, says your God. For a brief moment, I abandon you, but with deep compassion, I bring you back in a surge of anger. I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of, let's see, where will we come out of? Out of Isaiah 54. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading.
Amen.
Okay. Moving on. Let's see here. Auntie Betty, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass and a timbrel cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my good to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffers long, it is kind, charity ends with not. Charity burnish not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seek not her own, not easy provoked, think no evil, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, charity never fails, but whether we be prophets, they shall fail. Where there be tongues, they shall speak. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abide by faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of 1 Corinthians. Next, I'll go to Brother Hewitt. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you'd like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I would come from Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prosper. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in judgment. No sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous. But the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that Hubert out of Psalms 1. Next, I go to Auntie Ethel. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you'd like to share with the group tonight, or even more Bible verses?
I'm gonna sing a little bit of this song. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, the world didn't give it to me at this time. The world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This peace I have, the world didn't give it to me. Yeah, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. This peace that I had, oh yeah, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it to me. Yeah, the world didn't. Jesus, nobody but Jesus. Jesus, nobody but Jesus. This joy that I have, oh yeah, the world didn't give it to me. Yeah. The world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Ethel. Next, I have Angela. Are you gonna have any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you'd like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share what my pastor shared today. Okay. The wisdom of the mother. Knowing that we are not perfect, we all make mistakes. Our biggest job as mothers is to continue to strive to be a godly woman. Mother. And being that, let's keep these things at heart. We want to be trustworthy. We want to make sure our children can depend on us. We want to be thrifty. We want to make sure that we use our money wisely so we can make sure we care for our families. We want to be tenderhearted, but yet firm. We want to show them lots of love. We want to be passionate with them. And we want to provide their needs. We want to be a teacher, but a teacher of what's right. We want to share our wisdom and tell our children that they can reach for the stars. And we also want to be a treasure that we are and fear the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. Do what is right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see here. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms 100, Auntie Dot. Did I touch everyone? My paper is all messed up, so I'm just checking to see if everyone had a chance to share what's on their heart. Well, I would like to say congratulations to my niece, Jordan. She had her graduation yesterday.
Okay.
It was really awesome. I enjoyed every bit of it. So we want to say praise God for her and her parents. Amen.
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 Okay. Let's see. I guess we need to assign parts for next week before we go into our closing prayer. So do I have any takers for Joshua 10? Which is pretty long. You don't have to read it all. You can split it up if you want to. Any takers for Joshua 10?
I do it.
Who is I?
Mom.
Sister Mom. Shirley?
Your mother.
Your mother.
I'm sorry. I'm getting a lot of noise. Who said they'll do Joshua?
Your mother.
Mom, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, anyone wants to bless the prayer line next week? Oh, don't everybody speak at once. I can't hear you. Okay. Do I have any takers for the closer? Anyone like to close us out next week? Okay, brother Huber, I heard Angela last week say you cannot come with the same prayer.
That's wrong with the same prayer.
Okay, so we'll cover the opening by the time prayer line come around. Brother here was coming to us with the closing prayer, and then I'm gonna do a conclusion, and then I would like to end the program with a song for all our mothers. So after I do the conclusion, just hang on just a little while longer to hear the song that we would like to share with all the mothers, okay?
Amen.
All right. Praise God. Praise God. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer led by Brother Huber.
All right. First of all, I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there.
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ is the way back to our Heavenly Father, as given to us by the Father. The Word of God clearly states that our lives are hid in Him. So if you want to find your purpose and fulfillment in this life, you can only find it in a relationship with our Heavenly Father through Jesus. The Christ in God's eyes. We must realize that we are God's creation. And He loves us. He dearly cares for us. He has also given us great potential and purpose. And has a plan for our lives. Each person that come on this planet have worth and value. In His eyes. Even if you were conceived outside of marriage, you're not an accident. The Lord tells us through His word, I knew you before I formed you in your mother womb.
Yes.
Jeremiah 1:5. Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, with love and kindness, have I drawn you? Jeremiah 31:3. Mm. Amen.
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 Okay, I am getting ready to do the conclusion, but I must touch base with Brother Daniel just in case. Brother Daniel, is there anything you would like to share with the group before we go into the conclusion?
Well, Happy Mother's Day to everybody. I'm glad we all still living.
Amen to that, brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And thank you, Auntie Effie, for joining us and sharing your beautiful voice with us also. Who knew?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we thank you for joining us, and we welcome you back anytime. Tell Uncle Oliver we say hello, hello, hello.
Amen. He can join us.
Yeah, he can join us too, as well as Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie. All of uncles can join in. They Hubert and Daniel need some help.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danellan family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week on all different levels. And Father God,
you
we ask
know
you
I need
bless America and create in our leaders a clean heart and renew their mind, Lord. Help our leaders to make good decisions for your people in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
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 Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, healthy, victorious week. And if you guys would just hold on, I just want to play a snippet of a song that I think all the mothers could enjoy. But everyone, have a blessed evening. Can y'all hear it?
No, I'll come through, love. Good night.
Good night.
Love you. Good night.